This is Gospel Cafe, and with me here in the studio is Faith. Hello, Faith.
Hi.
Hi, Faith is from Jesus House, which is just across the River Dee from where the studio is. And you've got something going on really wonderful here in Torrey. Could you explain more about that?
Well, in Torrey at the moment, our next upcoming event is the Torrey Fun Day, Torrey Community Fun Day. And this is scheduled for the 24th of June, which is a Saturday. And it's going to be between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. There's going to be lots of fun things happening. There's going to be live music, food, drinks for everyone. And they're all for free. All you need to do, come out with your family and friends and have a good time in the lovely summer weather. And we look forward to seeing you. And it's going to be happening at Abbey Park, just on Victoria Road, Torrey. And we look forward to seeing you there. So that's what we're doing at the moment. We just recently did the bus shelter cleaning of the bus shelters in Torrey community, making them look better than they used to be. And we do that annually. So look out for these two events. We do them every year. So this year, the Torrey Fun Day, once again, is the 24th of June. And it's 1 to 3 p.m. at Abbey Park on Victoria Road, Torrey.
And you've done one of these before?
Yes, we've been doing this over and over again. It's an annual event. So.
And you get a lot of people?
Yes, we do. We do. 200 to 300 people.
And what else goes on? Do people get an opportunity to... Is it just experience a good time, or do you also speak about Jesus Christ?
Yes, we speak about Jesus Christ. People come and we get people sharing their testimonies of how Jesus has changed their lives, and people that were drug addicts and how they've turned to the Lord and he has changed their lives completely. We get testimonies from people, you know, people who have given up on life, and finding Jesus, they found life, just as the Bible says. So it's always an amazing time to hear from people, and generally people just catch up with, you know, other residents of the community and just tell them how God has been good to them and what God can do in their lives. Like, we know Jesus has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and we are his representatives here on earth, and that's exactly what we're doing, telling people the good news of Jesus. And Jesus House Story, our, you know, mission is to impact lives, restore hope, and bring joy to the community wherever we find ourselves, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Certainly here in Torrey, and I know that in other places. So what do you do in other parts of the city?
In other parts of the city, we reach out through our other branches, and we do food banks as well, both in Torrey and outside Torrey community. We work with other churches as well, and maybe if they have central events and they need us to partner with them, we're very happy to partner with them. We also partner with other charity organizations as well to reach out to people in Aberdeen at large. We recently had the Hardship Fund distributed to people in Aberdeen. So it's not just Torrey, but that was we working with Cora Foundation to give funds out to support people with electricity top up. And, you know, electricity and gas bills have really gone up high. Mm-hmm. And they were able to help people out with food vouchers as well, just to support them in their everyday life.
Excellent. Faith, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that. And maybe perhaps you could finish off by saying a little bit more about Jesus House and the work of Jesus House, because you've said it's really to impact lives, and that's what we would like to see here as well at Gospel for Grampian. Lives impacted for good, believers coming together in unity to demonstrate the gospel so that people can hear, see and experience the gospel for themselves.
Right. Yeah. So last year as well, we had an event called Light Up Torrey, and this was an event that involved all the churches in Torrey community, those who are available to join. We came together as different churches, but with one goal: to shine the light of Jesus in our community. Jesus rules and reigns. He loves us all, and he's ready to save as many that come to him. So this is what we did last year, working with other churches. And in addition to our community weekly events, we've got Breakfast Club on Thursday mornings between the hours of 9:30 and 11:30. We also give out food parcels at the end of the day. On Saturdays, we meet at 4 o'clock. So this is every week. Saturday, we meet at 4 o'clock as well. For a fun time, we play games, we share the word, we watch a movie, and we have a meal together. So these are things we do. So our doors are open to everyone, you know, in the community and outside the community. Everyone is welcome because Jesus is standing at the door of our hearts and is knocking. And if we open our hearts to him, he's going to come in. So anyone that comes our way, our doors are open for them to come in. So we could share the gospel with them. And we could be a blessing to them as much as we can.
What is the address of Jesus' house so that the people can actually come along to services and know when it's going to exactly be?
Okay, Jesus House Story is located at 45 Glenbevy Road, and our service times are Sunday mornings. We have got two services. We've got a 10 a.m. service and we've got 11:30 service, and everyone is welcome there as well. We've got a service on Tuesday nights, and that runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we've got a Saturday evening service, which is the 4 p.m. and Thursday morning, which is the Breakfast Club, and that runs from 9:30 to 11:30. Everything I've mentioned now all happened at 45 Glenbevy Road, AB119GE, just beside the Bread Guy.
Okay. Thank you so, so much for coming in, Faith, and we wish you well with that. If I'm free, I'd love to be able to come along and see it, but it depends whether or not I'm working with my day job.
I will look forward to seeing you, and we're believing God for a wonderful weather as well.
Like it is right now.
Exactly. Really hot and roasty.
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, and God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.